This is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with the roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the U.S., and the world.
Almost 2 million children were expected to return to school yesterday in Sierra Leone after the government shut down public education 9 months ago during the Ebola health crisis. The opening of more than 8,000 schools marks a turning point in a nation that has lost more than 3,800 lives in the year-long epidemic. However, families in Sierra Leone remain concerned for their children's health. After the first day of school, many classrooms are not full. Schools report only 20 to 50% of students returned to school yesterday. UNICEF is supporting the government's education transition by training 9,000 teachers on Ebola safety, supplying schools with 24,000 hand washing stations. School kits are being distributed to all the students, and some 17,000 solar radios are being given to less privileged children in rural communities. Since October 2014, the government has run daily emergency radio education programs to allow children to continue learning at home. Liberia had reopened schools earlier this year. The World Health Organization is recommending longer safe sex precautions for Ebola survivors. The advice comes after a woman whose boyfriend survived Ebola 6 months ago died of the virus. Health officials previously cautioned survivors against sex for 3 months, even though there's no evidence the virus has been transmitted to a partner in semen. Dr. Natalie Brutet, a WHO medical officer, says the agency has changed its recommendations to go beyond 3 months until more information is available. Schools throughout Sierra Leone reopened Tuesday, more than 8 months after classes were suspended due to the Ebola outbreak. Brima Touré, Public Relations Officer of the Sierra Leone Ministry of Education, tells VOA's James Batty that back to school was a success. He says the government has put in place Ebola prevention measures such as decontamination of schools, distribution of hygiene kits and thermometers to all schools throughout the country.
Well, after so many speculations and so many concerns raised by parents as a result of the fact that we still have Ebola in this country, we were able to put modalities in place to make sure that the school environment is safe. And so when the kids actually came to the school environment today, they were amazed and were very much happy to return back to school after being out of school over 9 months. I went down to some of the schools and it was very exciting to just see the kids so happy and ready to be in school and ready to continue.
As you said, it's been so long since the students were in school. They were not in school because of Ebola. So what sort of hygienic measures did your ministry put in place to make sure that the kids do not catch Ebola?
We realized that lots of concerns from the parents and concerns from us too, because we have a little over 1.7 million of our school-going population. And so you can't just subject them to returning back to school without actually doing something that would convince them that it's going to be safe. And so what we did, we actually target three components. First, we target the decontamination or disinfection of all schools that were used as holding centers or treatment centers or quarantine centers. And so we were able to do that through the Ministry of Health and Human Services here in Sierra Leone. Having done that, we were also able to distribute hygiene kits to all the schools across the country. Veronica buckets, like soap, like hand washing, detergent, all of that. And also we were able to make sure through the Ministry of Water Resources to make sure that water is available in all of the schools across the country. And then after that, we also made sure we had enough thermometers. We had about 55,000 thermometers for 9,000 schools that are existing in this country. So we had those thermometers available as well. And so we were able to distribute them on record time. There were lapses here and there as a result of the distribution, but at least 97% of the schools got their supplies on time. And so with that, and with our social mobilization that we launched to actually tell parents what the government has done, what the government has put in place in order to ensure a safe learning environment, we were able to actually get the crowd that we had today, first day. Now, keep in mind, there has been a culture here in this country that when schools reopen on the first day, you would hardly have 90%. You know, most of the kids will stay home. And so now with Ebola around, and that compounded even their ability to actually show up in school today. But we would work with that. We'd continue with our social mobilization and make sure that by the end of the week, they would all be reassured that the school system is very safe for them.
Mr. Toure, it's been almost more than, 8 months since the students were last in the classroom. How does your ministry hope to compensate for the loss of time in the classroom?
Well, when we had Ebola outbreak in May last year, as a ministry, we did not just sit there and decide to wait until Ebola is eradicated from this land. So what we did, through the support of the government and our development partners, we launched the radio and television teaching program. So we were actually teaching effectively. It's almost like bringing the classroom into the radio station and the television station. So we were doing that. Yes, we recognize the fact that that was not impacting 100% of our students, but at least for those who had the opportunity to actually access tuition from that program, we were able to reach them. And so that compensated for the lost time. And so for now, post-Ebola, what we have done is we have actually compressed the school year. So we are running a 25-week term for now. And so what does that mean? It means all other extracurricular activities like sports, like Thanksgiving celebrations, like prize giving, and all of the other activities that usually eat up on the time, on the academic year, we have put all of those aside and say it's all going to be structured school tuition continuously throughout the remainder of the school year.
Our correspondent in Freetown reported this week that your ministry, I don't know if it's your ministry or the government of Sierra Leone, has barred pregnant girls from attending school. Is that true?
Well, yes. It came about as a result of a concern that was raised by the West African Examination Council, which was the examining body that usually conducts our public examinations here in this country. They wrote a letter as far back as 2010 to the Ministry of Education expressing serious concern about pregnant girls actually taking the examinations and failing. The minister at that time took this complaint to the Sierra Leone cabinet. And so there was a cabinet conclusion at the time that don't allow them in the classroom because it would demotivate those who are already there and are not pregnant. What you would do is let them have the baby. After they have delivered the baby, they can come back to school if they want to continue to access education. But within that period of time when they are visibly pregnant, you should not allow them in the school system. So that is where we are with that policy. Now, I can tell you, even when we started with the basic education certificate examination as a test case before we actually reopened the schools, we had one incident of a girl throwing up in the classroom and everybody was running around thinking it was Ebola. But upon actually medical examination, she confessed that she was 2 months pregnant. And so we did not kick her out of the examination hall because she was not visibly pregnant. We allowed her to take the examination. So what we are against is a girl going to school visibly pregnant because that would demotivate other girls who are in that classroom, especially with the associated effects of pregnancy like throwing up in the classroom or sweating or speeding all over the place and slipping through the class. That would be a demotivation for the other girls who are there and who are not pregnant.
Brima Trey is Public Relations Officer of the Sierra Leone Ministry of Health. He was speaking to VOA's James Batty from the capital, Freetown.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.